Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Marvelous Mondays. This is yours truly, Lacey Marie, founder and president of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on this beautiful day. the Lord has made. And I certainly hope that you are rejoicing, and being glad in it. I tell you, it's a blessing to be alive today, to be woken with the love of the Father, to come to you and share more with you on September's offering. And this is a new day, and I'm celebrating you if you are celebrating a birthday today, celebrating the birthday this month. This offering is dedicated to you, wishing you a happy birthday and many, many more to come. And as I prepare to celebrate another year of life, the Lord's will, I'm sure it's His will, I do so in remembrance of my my twin sister, who has passed on. She is with me in spirit, and I celebrate my birthday with her. And her name was Laura Ann, and she's always in my heart, and she's one that I shared a womb with, and so she's in my prayers. And I bless God for the blessing of knowing her and being with her for the short time that she was here. And so as I celebrate your life, I also celebrate those who have passed on. And I pray that you are comforted by their memory and their life. Amen? Amen. And I tell you, I'm still excited about the message from yesterday that I shared with you. As I observed the signing of the Constitution, and I tell you, it really had a really strong apostolic anointing upon it, and I really felt the administration of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, amen, His honorable courts, His righteousness. And as I began to, meditate and praise the Lord for His government, amen, the government of heaven, which is righteous, He began to really show me that He's putting a fresh anointing upon me as His prophetess, amen. And when you're born again of the water and spirit, you know, God has purpose for us. He has a calling. He's a will for us, something He wants us to accomplish and to establish in the earth realm by way of setting us in the body of Christ. And as I thought about my office as a prophetess, he began to really bring new, fresh revelation on what that means in this time, in this dispensation, because we truly are in a new era. Yes, we are. We are in a true, a new era, and where God is doing a new thing. He said, "Behold, I do a new thing. Before I spring forth, would I not tell you?" The Word of God said that His secret is with His prophet. Amen. And I tell you, as I began to think about that and meditate upon my office as a prophetess, which is the base anointing of why He called me, it's to holiness. Holiness is our first call. Amen. God called us to holiness and then to salvation and all that good stuff. But before we can really get into your office, you know, there has to be some things that is pruned from us, perfected in us, to be able to walk in our office. Amen. And of course, we grow in our office. But as a prophetess, and as an office prophet, He reminded me of women in the Bible, as such as Deborah, those who were called as prophetess and as prophets. And our function under the unction of the anointing is to judge. Amen, to righteously judge. And that judging simply is to assess a thing or a situation according to how He sees it. Amen. And to speak and declare His word over that thing. Amen. And I tell you, it's a real awesome thing to be a prophet, because we have to stand right standing with God. Amen. And prophets have to remain neutral. Amen. Prophets are very valuable to God, and that's why the prophets of Baal and Jezebel hates prophets, because we carry the mantle of God, we carry the authority of God, we have the ability to speak a thing in God. Brings it to pass, and God trusts His prophets. Amen. And in the Word of God, you see minor prophets and major prophets. And yes, we are all anointed to speak the Word of God and to declare the Word of God and to prophesy as the Spirit. But prophets, true holy prophets, are raised up by God, and they are governed by God. Amen. Because they are His messengers. They are His mouthpiece. Amen. We hear directly from God Himself. Amen. And so that's why we have to stay pure, not to make sure that we're not being compromised. I speak according to His mandates, according to His precepts, His judgments. And so I'm really excited about the new dominion, glory be to God, that is happening now, and how I'm experiencing a new level of my prophetic gifting and my prophetic identity, and Him choosing me and calling me, glory be to God, for such a time as this. And I tell you, on today's broadcast, I'm resounding. Yes, I am. I'm resounding and resounding what was declared to me by the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the year. And I went back through my Facebook page, and I went back to Unorthodox, because that's what He said He was going to be doing in this year. It's going to be an unorthodox year. And I tell you, that's really been challenging to me since He spoke that. But He said, no, I want you to go back to that word that I gave you at the beginning of the year, and I want you to declare it now. He said, I'm declaring it now as we enter into it, as I release you into it, as I open up a new season to you. I'm declaring that word to you, because it's still in operation from when I spoke it. And the thing that I love so much about Unorthodox 2017, which has been really challenging, is moving by faith. Amen. Because what we speak and what we do is we do by faith. Amen. And as Jesus said, as the Lord said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So our faith is unique to each and every one of us. And today I'm going to really speak on faith as well, because it's by faith we stand. Glory be to God. It was by faith we were saved. He said, not of works, lest any man shall boast. Amen. And so in this broadcast, as I begin to, recap and restate and resound and declare this declaration, I went to John, the second chapter, and the second, first through the 11th verse, and He took me back to this passage of scripture, which is really awesome, because this is September. This is a month of new beginnings. This is a time of new covenants, new agreements, amen. And as I've been sharing with you and I've been declaring with you, is that it's a new thing, amen. He said, behold, old things are passed away, behold, all things become new. And that newness comes by as we walk in the newness of life, if we wake up to newness of life, as we choose life, the decisions we make every day in our life, that it brings us closer to God, the people that we choose to covenant with and partner with and fellowship with, that they are of light. Amen. They are in right standing with God. Amen. And in right standing with themselves. Amen. Because the Word of God said, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. So, I hope you're loving yourself today. Amen. And you love yourself today. Like and love yourself. Amen. But he gave me John, the second chapter, and he said he wanted me to go there because, as you know, if you read Second John, it is represents the first miracle that Jesus performed. But it was so much more that he brought out in this in these passages of scripture that I'm going to share with you in a minute, because this is what he's declaring right now as we enter into this new year and this new dispensation according to the Levitical calendar. And when I declared unorthodox, I declared it in January, according to the Gregorian calendar. And so, the Golan calendar that I declared this under, God said it's still working in all time and disposition. The Word of God has no time and space. It can be fulfilled any time. But it was just amazing that he brought me back to this because he said, now more than ever do I need my people to walk in faith. In fact, he said, when the Son of Man returns, shall he found faith upon the earth. Amen. And so it's by faith that we stand. Amen. And we are contending. Glory be to God. As I shared with you before, we are contending for the faith that was what? Once. It was once delivered to us. And I tell you, that's an awesome word right there, because the Lord said that just as in this passage of scripture where you see it was the first miracles, he said it's going to be many, many, many first. Amen. Every day is going to be the first day. Amen, of the new year. Every day is going to be a first day. He wants to live in the first fruits every single day. Amen. And that comes by keeping our praise fresh and alive. It's going to be by us keeping ourselves pure and letting the holiness, the godliness of God really penetrate every fiber of our being. Amen. And keeping ourselves pure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so I'm excited to minister to you because he was sharing with me that it's important for us to remember what he's saying. And as his prophetess, as his messenger, I'm so glad to do that. Amen. And to come to you today and declare more of what he said about the new dominion. And before I get into the message, I want to read a passage of scripture with you. Well, to you, and it's coming from Psalms 103. I was so blessed by this morning. And it's Psalms 103, verse 21 and verse 22. And it says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Glory be to God. He says, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And I really wanted to read that to you because he gave that to me this morning as I was reading Psalms 103. And he was really sharing with me about that his dominion, that we're to bless him for all his works in all places of his dominion. And God, again, is Father and God of heaven and earth. Amen. And the earth is his dominion, amen, that he's given to us, amen, entrusted unto us to administer heaven's, amen, the kingdom of heaven's authority, his righteousness, amen. And again, what is kingdom? Amen. Kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. And so everything that we need is in that. His righteousness. Amen. Our righteousness is now his righteousness, because our righteousness is the 53rd spread. He said he will bring forth our righteousness at the noonday. But he said that the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So that the Holy Ghost is that shield. Amen. It's that deity that wants to overtake us. Amen. That wants to dwell in us. And it's from that place, him being in us by way of the deposit of his divine spirit, glory be to God, that we can manifest righteous peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell you, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And as believers, we have to remember that our joy does not come from things. Amen. Our joy does not come from the world. It's the joy of the Lord. Amen. His joy. When he endured the cross and despised the shame, amen, he died for our sins. It was before the joy that was before him knowing that I was going to come, you were going to come, we were going to believe on him, believe on his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel like preaching right now, but I would stay on point with the things I have in my notes so you can receive all that the Lord has opened up to me to give to you. Amen. And he was sharing with me that As we grow in biblically, as we grow therapeutically, he said there will be resemblances of things that are shadows of what appears to be truth. Amen. And I just wanted to share that. We share this with you because he gave me this. He said that as we grow in the knowledge of him, that there will be resemblances of things that are shadows. Amen. Of what appears to be truth. And because if you're going to see the true miracles of God, you're going to see the true manifestation of the Holy Ghost, his presence manifested by your faith. Amen. You have to know that as you grow in him and you learn of him, that some things are going to come as shadows, amen, appearing to be of God, but it's not. And that's what the Lord was talking about, the wolves and sheep clothing. And he talked about false prophets and false teachers. They come with shadows. You know, they speak half truth. They use a little truth to get to bait you and get you in, and to appear that it's Christ, but it's not. And that's why I always stress to you, and really, really expound that it's important for you to know the Lord, know him in the pardon of your sins. It's so important that, you know, our sins are properly covered and really forgiven. Amen. Because if there's any doors open, and the enemy knows that there's doors open, and you know there's sin, then they have not been properly reconciled by way of the cross, amen, by way of forgiveness. He can use that stuff, amen. We don't want to have anything that the devil can use. And again, all have sinned. He said, if any man say he has not sinned, he's a lie and the truth is not in him. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I sin every day doing something, but it's the thing is that I acknowledge it. I acknowledge my sins, and I confess them. Amen. And he said, the Lord said, if we confess our faults, he's just and faithful, glory be to God, to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. We can't make ourselves righteous. Amen. Because when you try to do that, you get puffed up. You get full of pride. Amen. And it becomes about what you do and what you're doing, and that's not where we get our identity, and not where I get my identity, to be specific. But that's what he said, that, you know, we have to be careful that we by truth of his word, amen, which bears witness with our spirit, amen, which bears witness with the blood. Amen. Anything that will come that resembles, not is or am, resembles Christ will be dispelled, will be rebuked by the Spirit of truth. Amen. And he said that comes only by the fullness of time. Hallelujah. By the fullness of time, because the Word of God said we only know in part, we prophesy in part. And that's why our testimony is so important, or when he's creating the testimony, that whenever you're going through, whatever you're going through, that you allow God to give you instruction on how to overcome that thing. Because as he is creating a testimony, and in him wanting to complete that testimony so you can tell it, amen, you can testify about how he did it, amen. It's important that you allow him to give you victory and take you through that thing, so when you witness, your witness can be true. Amen. And I love that about being a witness, and I love that about being a disciple, and that me keeping the right perspective on what I'm contending for, which is for the crown, for the high prize, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so he said again, until the fullness of time will declare it, and he said, which is why it's important for you to seek knowledge, amen, and eat from the tree of life, amen. He said that's why it's important for you to seek knowledge and eat from the tree of life, because that is where you will produce fruit. That's where you will see those things come together, amen. So if you're hungering and thirsting, amen, your hunger and thirst should be after what? Righteousness, amen. In fact, the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be just added to you. And so I'm excited about what he's saying, and him choosing the first miracle to be at a wedding feast. Hallelujah. At the wedding feast. And that's what he was sharing with me when he gave me the second chapter of John, St. John. And I was really blessed by what he was giving me for us, revelation of being unorthodox. Amen. And as Second John opens up, it says, on the third day, there was a wedding at Cana of Galilee. And again, we see our blessed mother, glory be to God, there with her son, glory be to God, and Jesus, both with his disciples, were what? Invited to the wedding. Invited to the wedding. So again, everything God does, he does by what? Invitation. He's not rude. He doesn't impose anything upon us. He invites us. Amen. And again, he was able to perform this miracle because he what? Had invitation. Amen. He said, behold, I send the door and knock. If any may open up, I will come in. I will sup with you. I will dine with you. Amen. I will be your God and you shall be my people. Amen. So that's the first thing I want to expound upon. He was invited to the wedding. Amen. He didn't crash it. He was invited. Amen. And he goes on to say that when the wine was all gone, so there wasn't just a little bit there and he worked with that. No, it was nothing there. Glory be to God. And I'm really excited about this because he was sharing with me that that's what he wants to do. He's going to create something from nothing. This is a time of creative miracles. Glory be to God. And again, his mother being there with him said unto him, they have no more wine. Amen. And Jesus said unto her, dear woman, what is that to do with you and with me? Amen. He was saying that that's none of my business. That's none of your business that they don't have any more wine. He said, my time to act and to be revealed has not yet come. And I tell you, I was so blessed by that because he was sharing with me that even though he thought she was saying that it's time for the Holy Spirit, amen, because the new wine represents the Holy Spirit, and she was saying to him, no, there's no more wine. Amen. Physically, there's no more wine. They need some wine. And the thing that so blessed me about this is that Mary knew the power that was in her son. Amen. And she simply put a demand on him. Amen. She put a demand on it. And so we have to put a demand on the anointing. We have to put a demand on the Lord. And even he said, command me ye. Command me to work for my hands. No, I know it's not time yet for you to, to walk into that. But God said, you have the power to quicken me, amen, and bring some things into existence, into the now, amen, and speak it forth. And I'm saying this by way of adoption, amen, and I'm speaking this by way of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what Blessed Mother did. She put a demand on him because she knew what his power was. Amen. And she wanted him to physically turn the water into wine. Amen. And he obeyed. He obeyed his mother. And she said to the servants, what he says to you, do it. Amen. And that was a decree and the declaration of the word of the Lord this year. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Now, in order for you to be able to do what the Lord says for you to do, whatever it is, you have to be aligned. Amen. You have to be in order. And what I mean by in order is having your heart right. Amen. You must be walking in obedience to his word. Amen. Again, we're not perfect, but whatever we know to do, we should be doing it. And I tell you, the B side, the flip side of this message was one of the things I have in my notes that he shared with me yesterday is that he that know to do good and don't do it should be beaten with many stripes. Amen. And how he was ministering to me about how fools rush in where angels dare to trot. Amen. So we don't want to be doing stuff by trial and error and just be doing stuff, trying stuff, and saying the Lord said he didn't say, and which comes about with lying signs and lying wonders, saying God said he didn't do. And that's why you get false prophets and trickery and deceit and stuff that's really not coming from God, from people who say they're of God, because they really don't have the Holy Spirit. They have the trickery spirit, amen, and deception, and that comes from the son of perdition and all that stuff. But what he was saying to me was that what she said, whatever he said to do it. Now, the emphasis that the Lord put up on him was the servants, because the servants, amen, were the ones who witnessed the water being turned into wine. Hallelujah. And verse 6 goes on to say that there were 6 water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification. Amen. That was part of the ceremonial washing. Amen. That they fill those pots and it goes on to say that those pots containing 20 or 30 gallons each. So they were pretty big gallons, amen, pretty big water pots, amen, that he had to fill. But because the servants believed that Jesus was, they believed he was the Messiah, they believed that he had the power of God, he told the servants what to do, amen, and they filled the water pots with water, and so they filled them to the brim. Glory be to God. And that's what the Lord is saying. I want to fill you to the fullness. I want to fill you to the brim. Amen. To overflowing. Amen. And they obeyed. Okay. And then he said unto them, draw some out now. After they obeyed. After we obeyed. Amen. Like he said, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of the Father, you might receive the promise. Amen. And Jesus also said that you will not come out till you pay the uttermost following. Amen. So even though we can put a command on the Lord, we got to make sure that demand we're putting on him will give the release. Amen. Because Jesus is not just a magician. He, Lord, I decree it, I declare it, and make it happen now, and he's just going to do it because, you know, you said, because of what you won't know. Amen. And that's the problem with a lot of people, just to segue for a minute here, because this is when you get this trickery and deceit. Amen. That's why people turn to witches and warlocks. They don't want to wait on the Lord. They're not ready to live what they're supposed to be living. And they're trying to trick and deceive people by saying the Lord said he didn't say. Amen. And they turn to witches and warlocks to get a false manifestation that appears to be of God when it's not. Amen. And you won't know that until after it's manifested, which is really dangerous because it's not going to bear the fruit. And he said, by their fruit, you shall know them. Amen. Anything that God, the Lord manifests, is going to represent his glory. Hallelujah. His presence. Hallelujah. It's going to bring forth life. Hallelujah. It's not going to be in confusion. Amen. Then he said unto them, draw some out now and take it to the head water of the banquet. Amen. After he did it, after he filled them, the empty containers, he said, take some out now. Take some out to the head waiter, amen, the person who was serving of the banquet. And so they took it to him, and when the head waiter tasted the water, which had been turned into wine, not knowing where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you, that'll preach right there, because he said they didn't know, amen, where it came from, but the servants knew. And that's why it's so important for us to be true and faithful and committed to the word of God as his servants, amen, because we will know, amen. He said, many blessed are ye, for you see. Blessed are you, for you hear. For many righteous men desire to see the things you see and can't see them, amen. And so, again, the seekers with his prophets, amen. He goes on to say, he called the bridegroom and said unto him, everyone else serves his best wine first. Glory be to God. And when people have drunk freely, people have drunk freely, then his servants, which is not so good. Then he serves that which is not so good, but have kept back the good wine until now. Amen. And I tell you, that's the thing that the Lord is saying, that we have to wait on the Lord. We have to wait on the Lord because, again, every manifestation that you see might not be God, might not be his best for you. Amen. And that goes back to what I was saying about the resemblances and shadows and what appears to be. Amen. And I tell you, the Lord will test us. Amen. He'll test us to see if we really want him. And he said, I'll send upon them strong delusions that they will believe a lie. Amen. Because they would believe not the truth. Amen. That they will by what be saved. Amen. So what he was saying to me in this passage of scripture is that that if we want his best, amen, we have to wait on him to manifest that. We have to wait on him to manifest that because he knows how to bring forth that thing which he has predestined for us, amen. But then he goes on to say that the good wine, but you have kept back the good wine until now. Glory be to God. And he's releasing now the good stuff. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's releasing the best now. Amen. And as it says in verse 11, he said, this is the first of his signs attesting miracles. Glory be to God. Jesus did in Canaan of Galilee. Hallelujah. And revealed his glory, displaying his deity and his what? Great power openly. Amen. That was the first time he allowed people to see who he really was before his time. Before his time. And so that really is a revelation right there, that you have to allow the Lord to unveil you. Amen. Have to allow the Lord to prepare you for your audience. Amen. And that's why he said those who have ministries, wait on your ministries. Amen. And if anyone tries to put a demand on you for you to manifest that God has given you, it's okay to do so if it's with the right people. Amen. People you can trust. Amen. Because, again, Jesus was with his mom. He was with his servants. Amen. And he was around people who were safe. And so I can't tell you how many times people tried to push me out and want to give me all these false prophecies about this and that. And it was all true. I mean, not false prophecy. They were true. They were seeing right. But it was not in his timing. Amen. And it goes on to say that his disciples believed confidently. They had confidence in him. It means they trusted him as the Messiah. Amen. They adhered to, trusted in, and relied on him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm excited to declare this to you today, that God and the Lord is really preparing to do a new thing. And it's safe. It is safe wherever you are, whatever level you're on, whatever junction or station you are in your relationship with the Lord. It's safe for you to be powerful. It's safe for you to be who you call to be. Amen. And I can say that now, amen, because I have allowed the Lord to take me by the way that he wanted to take me, amen. And I can say I'm out of the woods. I'm out of the woods in this time, in this season. I mean, you know, I thank God for that. But it's really important for you to wait on the Lord. And this message and this declaration of unorthodox is really a blessing. And Second John is full of revelation of how the Lord wants to bring forth your first, amen, many firsts, amen, how he wants to manifest himself through you, amen, and how you can put a demand on him because, again, he's alive now. He's now compassed about in the heavens. He sat at the right hand of the Father ever to make intercession for us, and he's waiting. He's waiting on our decree. Amen. He said, here until now, you've asked nothing of me. He said, ask that your joy may be full. Amen. He's ready. He said he can do exceedingly above all we can ask or think. And so I'm excited about that. And the thing that he really gave me before my time expires to expound upon is that the enemy is trying to attack our faith. Amen. He wants us to remember and even go back to our original faith. Amen. The faith of the world, the faith of him in him. Amen. I know my faith has, it's always being challenged. Amen. And, we have to remember that, you know, we can get caught up in the prophetic gifts and the anointings and doing ministry, and you can slowly and easily slip into works, amen, and forget that our faith is built and rooted in him and what he did, amen. And so any miracles that I perform, any signs and wonders that's manifested should be manifested by his deity. Amen. And it's a blessing. Glory be to God that I can manifest the signs and the wonders. He can manifest the signs and wonders through me, and so that you can believe. Amen. And so you can be strengthened and encouraged by my testimony. Amen. By my witness of him, by the messages. Glory be to God that I bring to you. And so at the close of this broadcast, I just want to pray and decree and declare over you that you will walk in the unusual, that signs and wonders will follow you, amen, that those who glean from you, those who look to you, amen, and look for the God in you, reach for the God in you, that he will not disappoint, amen, and that God will cover anything that's in your life that's contrary, amen. He loves you, amen. He chose you, amen. He didn't make a mistake, amen. We don't have to be perfect for him to work through us, amen. And I pray that someone will come into the saving knowledge of Christ through your life, through your witness, through your testimony. Hallelujah. And as I've decreed, declare, this is the time of the great. Amen. The greater. Amen. And I pray that the fullness of time will be quickened in your life. Amen. That he will quicken his will. He will quicken you according to his word to bring forth the promise of God now. Amen. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I love you, bless you, peace, blessings, and love. And I certainly will be back this week with more of September's offering, bidding you peace, blessings, and much love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening. And I will, as always, upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. Peace, blessings, love you.